Hi. So, this ramble today is going to have considerably more fap in it this time. Oh, but it is so hot, and I've had to turn the fan off, so. I don't know how long I'm going to last. I'm just using this vibrator cum sucking thing. Oh my god, I figured out how to use it and it is. Oh my god, so good. And actually, as contraptions go, they very much just focus on that one area of you, your clit and your G spot. And whilst that's good for just having some quick alone time, I've been thinking a lot about touch. And actually, the where how I grew up as a millennial, I don't think we're ever really taught to appreciate touch. It was all position of the week or whatever. Men, boys were being taught in FHM, you know, about how to always go for the clit. Don't focus on anything else, always the clit, like go straight to it, try and suck it as much as you can. And actually, we've forgotten or never been taught how to appreciate and give touch. And it's such an important thing. And I remember maybe younger teens or whatever, finding and looking at porn. Someone's dad always had porn. And it would always be, you know, real sort of retro 70s and 80s kind of stuff. And we used to laugh at it because there'd always be the sort of tropey string of pearls over the body or a feather. And you think, oh, it's very, very erotic, isn't it? Even the word erotic was quite retro. And it's like we just didn't do that back then. Whereas the 70s and 80s were incredibly erotic and all about touch. And as I sit here having my clit and my G-spot stimulated, there's a part of me that just craves that. That run of fingers from my tops of my feet all the way up my legs and over my knees, and just absolutely so softly just rubbing the tops of my thighs, moving inside them, and to a point of just touching anything else other than my clit or my pussy. Like, it stimulates the body and all the sort of erogenous zones and things, and it made me think of that. Do you remember that episode in Friends where Monica is describing all of the seven erogenous zones and she gives herself an orgasm by numbering them in the order in which she would want to receive pleasure by touch? And she ends up at the end by just going, seven, 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 which is obviously her clit and G-spot. It starts with her breasts and her arms and neck and inner thighs. And I think Rachel ended up adding an eighth one, which was the feet, which I totally agree with. I mean, not all the feet, not toes and sucking and all that kind of thing. I don't mind anybody doing that if they get off on that, but that's not for me. But the touch of the top of the feet as that person makes their way up my leg, you know, it's the reason I wear high-heeled court shoes. They, or pumps, they elongate the leg. They make the top of the foot part of the leg as it angles up from the big high heel. You know, it's so erotic and it looks amazing and it feels amazing. So, I was also thinking about like the inside of the thighs and how soft that skin is. Having those really soft fingertips, or, you know, if you don't do that, a makeup brush or something like that, and, you know, when daddy touches me, I just, oh my God, from my hands up to my arms and around my nipples and under my breasts and that part where my breast starts from my chest, there's that little like almost 90 degree angle there, and that bit between my breasts over my sternum and the collarbone. And, oh my God, don't even get me started on the back of my neck. Kisses or fingertips or big hand just going up your neck and into your hair. That little section over your hairline is so, oh my God. Like, that is how you touch a woman. That's how you do it. And I saw something on Instagram the other day about, there was a stupid meme where it just said, "Gentlemen, when is the last time you brushed your wife or girlfriend's hair?" And it's like, you think, well, she can just brush it herself, but a guy brushing your hair and putting his hand to move it and then brushing it and then the big hand and, oh my God, it's so hot. Like, that's what turns me on. I feel like I've been reading recently about older women. I mean, I suppose I'm an older woman now. About older women who have just gone off sex completely. Don't want it. They've shunned their husbands. Husbands are all writing into the Guardian complaining that their sex lives are completely dead. And wanting to know why. And I kind of want to know, have you touched your wife? Have you touched her in that way that makes her feel good, that almost electrifies her? That little stroke on the back of the neck, I know what that does to me. I don't know, maybe my body hasn't quite changed yet for me to feel that nothing works anymore. I don't know, I'm not going to pretend to know what they go through, but I know that touch feels so good to me in that way. And actually, speaking of electrifying me, when I was, I want to say, maybe early 20s, I worked at a quite famous British department store where I live, and I remember turning up late to a, we do like these stand-up, you know, what our targets are for the day, and we meet on the shop floor, and I crept in at the back of the huddle that we were in, and I stood next to Sarah, who I didn't know very well. We were colleagues, we were sometimes on the same section of the department together, but she had the softest raven black hair in these very blown out loose wavy curls, and she always wore red lipstick, and I had very straight, very blonde hair with red lipstick. And I remember I was always a couple of the older ladies that said that the two of us were always very glamorous and that we shouldn't be on the same bit of the department together. Anyway, Sarah and I used to chat sometimes, but not really anything close. And I stood next to her and I sort of felt her getting closer to me. And bearing in mind we don't have really even a friendship, let alone a relationship, I felt her little finger touch my little finger. And I was going to move my hand, like up to, I don't know, to fold my arms or put it in my pocket or something like that. And I didn't, I left it there. And I thought it must just be a mistake. And then she did it again. But this time she held onto it. And then I moved mine very slightly against hers just to double check. Almost like, not verbally, like, we didn't look at each other. I could see out of my peripheral that she wasn't looking at me. She was just touching my finger. And that touch felt incredible. It was really calming, and she was just so lovely. And I don't think I am bisexual. Maybe I am, don't know. I think maybe I had some tendencies back then, but I remember just feeling so turned on and so attracted to her in that moment. And then when the huddle was over, I turned round. I think at the moment she must have turned the same way, so my back was to her. And I'd got my hair up in one of those sort of claw clips, so my back of my neck was exposed. And she got her fingers and she just reached up and sort of with an open palm, so I'm doing the action but you won't be able to see, with an open palm, just sort of brought her fingers together across the back of my neck. And I melted. And she didn't say anything. Then she just walked away. But it was one movement. And I was like, no, come back. I need more. I need you to do that again. And it was so erotic and so sexy. And honestly, the feeling of that touch, I think maybe just because it was completely out of context, it was completely where it shouldn't have been. But oh my God, it was so hot. And I remember, oh fuck, I remember having to go to the bathroom afterwards. I had to sort myself out. And yes, I do mean, oh, bring myself to orgasm in the locker room. But my God. And I remember just being in the stockroom and sort of bumping into her and having to kind of push past her a little bit and it being slightly, not awkward, but I didn't really know what to say to her. I mean, now I probably would have absolutely just confronted her and been like, do you like want to go make out somewhere, please? But then, I didn't know what that meant. She had a boyfriend. Yeah, that was the other bit I forgot to mention. She had a boyfriend who was on another department. And she was, she was beautifully straight. So I don't know, maybe she's the same age as me, so I don't know, but yeah, so that was that little story. Oh my God, I thought about it the other day, and that was 15 years ago. No, that would have been 2005, so 20 years ago, and I still remember that. Like, so fucking hot. And whether she meant it to or not. And, I often think about that. And if I'd maybe done something about it, maybe she was waiting for me to respond and I just didn't. And I don't know. Can you imagine? I would have. And she left after that. Like, she left, soon after. Not because of it, but she left. Oh, God, I think about her sometimes. She was so hot. Oh God, that feeling she brought out of me in that moment. Wonder what Sarah's doing now. I hope she's still hot. I just think about the fingertips. Oh, God, can you imagine if we'd been somewhere private and she'd done that and I could have just slipped my fingers into my skirt and into my knickers. Or if she'd just come with me to the cloakroom. Oh, we could have fucked against the lockers. Oh. Oh my God, that would have been so hot. Oh God. And we wouldn't have messed our lipstick up because we wore the same colour. Oh my God. Oh, this is getting so intense. I love this thing. I've just turned it up. Oh, God. I guess anyone could have walked in on us in that scenario. I definitely think if it had been our section manager, he was hot too. Maybe he would have joined in. Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. Oh, fuck. Oh my God, I'm coming. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, the suction thing on this thing is so intense. Whew. Oh, God, I love reminiscing about things. Oh, God. Oh, fuck. Well, I had planned to talk on quite a few more topics about touch, but oh God, I just went down that little memory lane rabbit hole. Oh, I didn't think that was going to be the thing I fantasized about today, but oh my God, that was hot. Right, well, stay cool and yeah, happy fapping.